Our wisest plans and best endeavors. From the letters of John Newton. We are disciples. Jesus is our master. The world we live in is his school, and every person and event is under his management, designed to forward us in the great lessons which he would have us to learn, such as self-denial, a distrust of creatures, and an absolute dependence upon himself. In this view, afflictions are mercies, losses are gains, hindrances are helps, and all things, even those which seem most contrary, are working together for our good. Creatures smile or frown, caress or disappoint us, friends grow cool, and enemies become kind, just as his wisdom sees most expedient to promote our spiritual progress. Where we look for most blessing, it often comes to little. Where we look for nothing, we often obtain most benefit. Our wisest plans and best endeavors at one time produce great troubles. At another time, what we do at random and what we account the most trifling incidents are productive of happy, lasting, and extensive consequences. It is well for us, by a long train of such changing, checkered experiences, we at length attain to some proficiency, and can say with David, "My soul, wait only upon God, for my expectation is from him." The hard possession of two maxims of Matthew Henry is well worth all that the acquisition can cost us. First, every creature is to us only what God makes it, and second, we cannot expect too little from man, nor too much from God. In this school I am placed, and these lessons I am aiming to learn, but I am a poor scholar, and indeed any master but he who condescends to be my teacher would turn me out as an incorrigible dunce. Yet I sincerely wish to be willing to be what, and where, and how, the Lord would have me to be, to cast all my cares simply upon him, and to be always satisfied in my mind that he assuredly cares for me.